the Big Boy Sports Recap Radio.
Big Boy.
You think there's any chance we're going to, our teams are going to play each other tonight?
No, we're not in the same division.
We'll get better.
Wow.
Sorry. I know.
Play in the division you're supposed to be in.
Hello, we made the top four last year in the whole league.
Yeah, but this
year... So they kind of forced us to.
This year, they have some stacked teams. Well, you're not in the Blues, are you?
We're in the upper whites.
See, there you go.
They wanted us to be in the Blues, and we said, no.
They wanted us to be from the ladies' teams, but they said, no, that
looks... No, we're not playing from the ladies' teams. They're not called ladies' teams anymore, by the way. That's politically incorrect. They're the red tees.
But only ladies hit from them.
That's not true.
Yes, because the seniors have... No, the kids have their own...
The seniors... What?
Yeah. You haven't seen the kid thing out at Marquette Golf Club where they have their own tee boxes? Yeah.
Okay. I'm not even going to argue this with you. Let's talk sports, because there's a lot of things that happen. A lot of things that happened with the Tigers. And some things are happening with the Brewers, too.
Yeah, it's not good.
Let's start with the Brewers. Go ahead.
Okay. They lose again. 3-game losing streak.
And... The Cubs are on fire.
The Cubs are on fire. They won again today. The Cubs, they haven't lost since the All-Star break. I'm getting very worried because it was a 5.5-game lead at the All-Star break. It's already down to 2. Brewers 3-game losing streak. They just can't score guys on base.
Did they play today during the day, or didn't somebody get hurt?
Yeah, Bryant.
Really?
Yes. Got hurt. So we'll see what happens there.
Are you that worried? I mean...
I am, because I think the Brewers should need to make a move for a starting pitcher right now.
I think you're wrong. I mean, unless they can get a steal, but don't mortgage everything for this year. This is just the tip of the iceberg. You got to think three years from now. How good is this team going to be? 2 years from now. Next year, even. No short-term Band-Aids.
But getting rid of Ryan Braun would not be a... Band-Aid, it'd be if you could get rid of him for some great prospects or a good starting pitcher.
I agree with that. Or even a really good reliever, too.
Yeah, their bullpen's pretty rough.
So what's next? Are they still going to play the Pirates tonight? Or
Pirates tonight, but they do have... Well, what's this?
You got something coming across? Breaking news?
What is going on? Okay. I looked at tomorrow because I was looking at the final scores from today because there's already a final. The Cubs played at noon today. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Yeah, Zach Davies tonight versus Garrett Cole. Zach Davies is 11-4, but he does have a 5.08 ERA, so it's kind of skewed his record.
Brewers keep losing by one run, too.
I know, it's terrible. Ugh. They got another game with the Pirates tomorrow, too.
No. Anything else you want to bring up about the Brewers before we go to the Tigers?
Oh, no, I don't, because I can't wait to start talking about the Tigers.
Do you want to take a break first?
No, let's do the Tigers and then take a break.
Okay.
How about they are now 5 back, Adam. 5 back.
4-game winning streak last night in the midst of J.D. Martinez being traded to the Diamondbacks.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that trade in a second. But it just seems like this team is on a mission right now, at least against the Royals. 9-3, they pounded them. 9-3, they routed the Kansas City Royals Tuesday.
And they were down 3-0. It looked like, okay, here we go. They're going to finally lose a game. But Castellanos, 2 home runs.
Oh, his bat's on fire right now.
Yes. And a single.
V-Mart had a pair of RBIs. Boyd looked decent. 3 runs over and 7 hits over 6 innings. Still young.
Yep.
Walked 1. And it was actually his first big league win since, I believe, April 16th. He had 4 losses and 4 no decisions in between.
Castellanos went 4-for-5 with 5 RBIs, too.
Yep.
What are you thinking? Do you think my prediction might come true here? Because there's
never,
a team...
You're never going to let me live it down, but you know what? I don't care. I just want the Tigers to win. I just want them to win. And I'm like holding my breath right now. I think all of us diehard Tigers fans are. We're all sitting here just kind of like...
I'm sure you didn't stay up for it. Did you hold your breath last night?
No.
When the Giants and the Indians went to extra innings?
And?
And the Giants won 2-1 in the 10th? Little walk-off single by Nunez. Five games back. All they have to do, Adam, is keep beating the teams in their division. Because they have made up so much ground. They're only two behind Kansas City now, and they're only three and a half behind the Twins. And the Twins aren't good. They're going to fall off.
Five behind the Indians.
Five behind. Five out of first on a team everyone's ready to give up on. They're nine games back.
No, they just traded one of their big pieces, but we're going to actually talk about what they got in return, which I kind of like the deal. I really do.
Yeah.
So
it saved them some money, too, didn't it?
Yes, but that's not even an issue.
Right.
I mean, come on. That's really not the issue here. Third highest payroll in baseball, I think. Maybe fourth, but
yeah.
At least third. At least fourth. Whatever. We'll be back to talk about the details on the trade for J.D. Martinez and other little tidbits in the wide world of sports. Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll be right back. The Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Checking out the Big Boy Sports Recap. Golfing tonight at
the Marquette Golf Club.
I'm excited. This is going to be the first nice Wednesday I've had to golf.
Yeah, well, you're always playing.
Playing golf?
No, you're always playing music or something, so you don't make your Wednesday night golf.
Well, I will be.
You let your team down. Well, actually, it probably helps your team when you're not there.
Oh! Wow! Wow!
What, did they have my daughter sub for you? When...
You're awful.
By the way, let's make a correction, by the way. Two corrections. One, the Tigers is the fourth highest payroll in baseball.
I said at least the fourth.
Yeah, because the Red Sox have, you know, they pay $54,000 more. And a correction from yesterday about Le'Veon Bell. I said Le'Veon Bell, if he signs his franchise tender, will play for $12 million. It's actually $21.2
million. You said $12 million yesterday?
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
$21.2 million. I was wrong by a lot. But listen to this. He said he's going to hold out, probably. And he has no reason to hold out because they can't sign him to a long-term deal now. It's past the deadline to sign him to one, which I don't understand.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why wouldn't you play for 21.2?
Okay, can we talk about the Tigers?
Yeah.
That's enough about Le'Veon Bell. Who cares?
Me?
I mean, I know fantasy people care, but let's worry about that closer to the season.
Best running back in the NFL. I care. Yeah, it really affects fantasy, too.
J.D. Martinez traded to the Diamondbacks for prospects. And, I think all of us kind of said the same thing when we first heard it. Like, well, they better be good prospects. He was making $11.75 million this year, and he was going to be a free agent after the season. Likely to be traded. He even knew that. He even acknowledged it to the press. Even though they've made a run now, five back of the Indians in the division lead, they trade Martinez, and I love the deal. Specifically for one piece. Although, the other two are pretty good, too. Sergio Alcantara, who is an infield prospect, and a switch hitter, by the way. Jose King, who's a shortstop. But the real kicker here is, I believe it's pronounced Dawell Lugo.
Yeah, he's the fourth-ranked prospect in the Diamondbacks.
No, second.
Oh.
I read two different places he was the second prospect in the entire Diamondback system.
Okay.
And he's a third baseman, as we all know.
But he's only in Double A. Why is that? He hasn't played long
he's
enough?
He's young.
Okay.
Yeah, they just haven't moved him up through the ranks yet. That says a lot right there. Those are three nice pieces to add to your farm system, which is vacant. Well, that's not as bad as it was 2 years ago, but
you get rid of an all-star, though.
He's a sterling third baseman with a solid bat, is regarded as the Diamondbacks' number two overall prospect. So we'll see what happens with that as the Tigers try to continue their winning streak. Let's hope so.
We got an update on Chris Bryant.
Go.
He hurt his finger. He's day-to-day, like the rest of us. And let's go to the world of golf.
Hold on, I got to talk about the Lions real quick.
Oh, why?
Armonte Bryant suspended for the third time since the start of the 2016 season. The defensive end was suspended 4 games for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. Third time he has been suspended since the start of last season. Bryant, then with the Cleveland Browns, so I said clowns, was suspended for the first 4 games of last season for violating NFL's policy against performance-enhancing drugs. We'll see what happened. They picked him up after the Browns released him, so nice pickup.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Got 30 seconds.
Okay. NFL, you're still on, so they're saying Aaron Rodgers should be the next person to get a new contract and be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, followed by Matthew Stafford should be getting one in the next month or so.
What about golf?
Golf. Phil Mickelson in the British Open. This is Phil Mickelson, the gambler golfer.
On a Wednesday.
It starts tomorrow. He is going without the driver in his bag.
Really?
Not even bringing it. He said he can hit his 3-wood just as far and low to get out of the wind down there.
All right. Big Boy Sports Recap. Brought to you by
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow. See you tonight at golf. Okay. I'll buy you a beer if you stick around.
Definitely now.
The Outdoor Show.